Faith and Craft.
Welcome to Faith and Craft, the short form podcast where we shine a light on makers who use their hands, creativity, and faith to build something meaningful for the kingdom. I'm your host, Brenda Ross, and today we're talking with someone whose work brings beauty, encouragement, and scripture into everyday life. My guest is Sarah Dickey, the creator behind Giving Good News, a shop where handcrafted soaps, art prints, meaningful designs, and thoughtful gifts all serve one purpose: to share the good news of Yah's character and his word. Sarah has a heart for both creativity and discipleship, and I am excited for you to hear her story. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for such a lovely introduction. I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you and to share the good news with our listeners. So let's jump right in. So why don't you begin by telling us how Giving Good News began? What inspired you to turn your creative gifts into something that blesses others?
So I'm going to take us back to 2018 to answer that question. So bear with me, but I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of the background on how Yah brought us here. I believe it was his leading. So back in 2018, we were living in the suburbs of North Carolina, and I felt a really strong calling, and so did Jason, to feed people. So we were hearing feed people. I had quit my corporate career back in 2016 to stay at home with the children. From another strong leading, I felt like Yah was giving me. And I feel like he used that to teach us about regenerative agriculture, because the church we went to at the time actually purchased an old nursery and started a farm on that land. Was really neat. And I got an opportunity to really learn a lot about permaculture and regenerative agriculture, which we would then use over here. So we sold our house in North Carolina upon another leading, and ended up packing up and moving to Jason's family homestead in Indiana that we bought from his grandma. And so almost immediately we got to work planting trees here. It was a blank canvas, which was a little bit overwhelming at times, but also just an awesome opportunity because it had previously been a corn and soybean field. And we dug a pond and built a barn to live in, and were able to be with his grandma during her final years, which was a huge blessing. So all these were just different blessings that were kind of involved in how this all came to be. And over time, we became to realize that feed people calling had multiple layers, as things tend to have with our brilliant father. And as for the name of the business, originally Jason bought the domain to send out uplifting news during COVID because the news cycle was all very spiritually oppressive. And it still is. Nothing's changed there. But he realized he could use it for a platform for products. And so we've wrestled with the idea of essentially profiting off of scripture, but we did feel a need to share the good news and the need to provide an outlet for people to purchase items that reflect Yah's word. And that overrode those concerns. So our goal isn't really to get rich off of this, but to earn a living wage and to provide products that share the good news with others. And we also, in doing that, want to give as much as possible to charity, which includes Charity Water, which is on our website, but as well as reinvesting back into the farm, you know, to grow food and to fulfill part of that calling. We did struggle with stating that we were giving to charity, but we did think it was important to inspire others to do the same. You know that scripture that says, you know, don't let the right hand know what the left hand's doing. And if you say what you're doing, your reward, you know, you lose your reward. But we felt like losing the reward was worth it if we could inspire just even one person to want to give to charity. So we felt like it was worth it. So even though we probably won't get credit from Yah for it, it's worth it. And so not everything does have scripture on it. We want to reach his sheep at all stages and be a witness. So we are staying true to where we feel Yah has called us to be, but we also want to reach people at all stages too, and just kind of lead them, you know, to him. And our eventual goal is to be able to provide products like food from our farm, which includes aronia berries, elderberries, honey, and hazelnuts. And so that goes along with the original sense we felt to feed people. But it all kind of ties together with that thread.
Oh, excellent. Listeners love hearing about how Torah shapes real life decisions, and I think you kind of gave us a piece of that. So how has obedience to Yah's word influenced the way you run your business day to day?
Influences us in so many ways. I mean, just in our day to day, right? And like, not only that, but our business. So at a basic level, we don't work on Shabbat. And from there, we also shut off any advertising on Shabbat. As we all know, we're Zerubbabel, right? We're born in Babylon. And so trying to figure out how to be stewards of his resources and be a part of his kingdom while living kind of in another kingdom and operating in another kingdom can be tricky at times. So we do shut off our advertising on Shabbat. And for our own store, at times we've taken inventory down to zero so people can't order on Shabbat. We're still trying to figure that out with the givinggoodnews.com site, how to make it so people can't order on Shabbat because we don't want orders coming through. And we are now actually on Etsy too in order to get traffic because we were very challenged with our website and advertising. And so the point of mentioning that is it has been a little bit of a conflict, as you can imagine, because their values don't align with ours. But we did feel like it was an opportunity to be a light shining in a dark place or a darker place, because there are some, you know, faith-based businesses that are on there. That's not all entirely worldly. But we do, for that, we shut off ads on Shabbat. And since we haven't figured out how to shut off the store there, any orders that we get, we intend to give any proceeds to charity so that we're not making money essentially on Shabbat. It's not an ideal situation, but it's kind of what we've figured out for now. And if we're wrong in that, I ask the Father for forgiveness, of course, because I'm not perfect. We're trying our best. And we do enclose a thank you card and business card with our main website on every order. So if a person wants to share about our shop on the givinggoodnews.com site, then they can. So the ultimate goal is to be running exclusively through that site. But in the interim, we've been, you know, trying to get traffic and it's just not there yet, and credibility, right? So people feel a little bit more comfortable buying from Etsy because there's some guarantees and things like that. So we're just hoping that we can get the customers that way. And hopefully, you know, if somebody listened to this podcast, maybe somebody might be interested too, or they could share with a friend. But we're just trying to get traffic right now, and then ultimately we'll transition. So that's been a little bit of a conflict, is trying to operate in that sphere. But I do feel like we're trying to be obedient, especially to the Shabbat command. I feel like that's the biggest command that can be tricky, because internet is very much 24/7. It's not a construct that's built after, you know, Yah's model.
You offer a wide range of products, from soaps to art prints. So what is the thread that ties all those pieces together under one purpose? And why did you decide on those specific products to place it in your store?
That's a great question. So we do offer a variety. It's a wide variety. And I feel like it's really reflective of our personalities. For those who know us, we are all over the place, especially me. Jason, so it's a husband-wife duo. Jason is probably more so involved than I am. He's, you know, he does a whole lot with this, and I am more so scattered than he is. So thankfully, he's a little bit. So it's maybe more reflective of me than him. I shouldn't throw him in with me, but it's a blessing to be kind of all over the place, right? Because I believe Yah can use that, and we can plant seeds in a bunch of different ways. But it can also be a detriment if we don't rein that in. So we just have to be careful that we are following his lead, and then he will make it a blessing, right? So the thread is really just trying to produce items that are right or deserve praise, things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, or commendable, like the Philippians scripture goes. So we felt like, to start, everybody needs soap. So that's something that's useful. I guess we wanted to have that connection with washing and soap, and like ultimately we're washed in the word, but you know, physically, like we wash with soap. And then as for the art, t-shirt, and towels, we wanted those to be a part of sharing the good news with others. So if people are wearing, using, or adorning their walls with something that visually reminds them of the beauty of creation, or directly shares scripture or biblical themes, we feel like that's a good thing and a way to shine a light in the darkness. So I'm excited about, I just, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of all over the place. I have a variety of interests. So I'm excited about adding pottery. So pottery is something I'm very passionate about. And then also the items that we grow here, being able to add that, and, you know, being able to, the pottery, I feel like, would be a vessel towards feeding people. And then the food actually would obviously literally feed people as well. So the common thread is feeding people, and we're just trying to do that. Hopefully it's somewhat cohesive on the site.
In the process of building this business, what have you learned about Yah's character through the act of creating and serving others?
So it's been a season. Well, there's always seasons of learning, right? And for this particular season, to summarize it overall, we've seen how great his faithfulness is. He has been so good to us. And I have prayed and Jason has prayed and know that every single customer, whether that experience has been so easy and joyful or more painful, we have had a couple painful experiences on Etsy, as you can imagine. You know, even one of the painful experiences turned out okay. But every person was sent by him, you know, for a reason, because we trust him, we know he's sovereign. And so that makes it easier to navigate the difficult conversations and messaging, as I know he has a reason for everything. And it's a reminder too to us, it's been a reminder that Yeshua won't lose one of the sheep that Yah has given him. So being able to see his consistency, Yah's consistency, and how he pursues us in the way he is pursuing those he sends to us, whether it's through the business or just interactions in life, has just been really incredible and awe-inspiring. And it makes me realize how far I have to go to love the way that he does, right? So he's been working on me on that, I feel like, too. But just being able to see a glimpse, because I don't think that we'll be able to fathom his love this side of things. And I'm excited to really know what that's like, you know, at some point. But he's been showing us that. And he's also been showing us how he's ultimately the provider in this phase as being a startup business. We can, you know, in the past when I worked in the corporate world, I felt secure, right? I had a salary. I worked for an insurance company, which is, you know, somewhat recession proof, but we all know like things can change, right? And the rug can be pulled out from under us at any second, even when we feel like things are secure because it's the world and we are not of this world. So I feel like it's more tangible when you're relying on him and I was deceived in thinking, things are stable. I got a salary, but it's, you know, it's more tangible when you're relying on a business that's starting up that he's going to be providing. But it's a reminder that he takes care of his sheep and he hasn't let us go hungry or wanting for anything. He has been showing us that to us a lot lately. And again, just seeing his awesome power and faithfulness and how he's the one that we need to lean on has been another humbling. And we're so grateful for that. And we really needed it in this season because he always knows what we need way more than we do. And his wisdom and the fact that he cares even about my little family in this corner of the earth is just really has been mind-blowing for me because, I mean, I knew that, right? But then to see it play out in this season of life has just been incredible, like how he has care. He knows every hair on our heads. He cares even for the sparrow and how much more so us. And it's just awe-inspiring and humbling.
All right. Amen. This is a final question for those listening who are makers or dreamers themselves. What encouragement would you give them, someone who wants to create something that honors Yah?
So I would encourage them, of course, to go for it, right? We don't want to bury our talents. We want to use what Yah has given us to bring him glory and bring his kingdom glory to lead his sheep to him. So if you're feeling a calling from Yah to do that, then please, by all means, I would say, encourage you and say, go for it. I would encourage you to lean into prayer and fasting. We did try to pray and fast before we started this, you know, venture and wanting to make disciples of all men and preach the gospel to all creation has been part of what we behind. Hopefully it's that's also a thread to kind of go back to the previous question behind what we do. And so I would encourage people that are looking to do that just to make sure that what they're doing is aligning with scripture and the word and Torah. And our prayer has been for him to open doors that he wants to open and to close them where he wants to be closed. So I would encourage people to pray that prayer. I think I mentioned this earlier, but we're not perfect. So if you hear something on this podcast today and you're like, oh, that they should do this, we encourage feedback. And I think you do have to be open to feedback, right? Not only from our loving Father, but from our brothers and sisters, because we are supposed to be iron sharpening iron. So I welcome feedback. If you heard something today and you're like, Sarah, you know, you need to do this, you know, I'm open to that. And I think you do this navigating, like I mentioned earlier, we're still in Babylon, but we're coming out of her, my people. Hallelujah. He is leading us out, but we're wanting to balance that with being a light to all nations. So we still kind of have to walk in this world. And that's something only Yah can guide us on, because in my humanness, I'm bound to fail. Like I said earlier, I am not perfect, but my Father is. And when he works through me, the things, you know, he can be perfect through me at times, right? When I don't get in the way. So that's a practice I'm working on. So I think just leaning on the Father, just go for it, lean on the Father and praise Yah. His mercies are new every morning. So we can, you know, go forward in confidence, knowing that when he's guiding.
Beautifully said. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your story, your heart, and the mission behind Giving Good News. What you create isn't just a product. It's a reminder of Yah's goodness woven into something practical and beautiful. While you're listening to this, if you'd like to explore Sarah's work, you can visit her at givinggoodnews.com. Her shop is full of thoughtful items designed to encourage, uplift, and point you back to Scripture every single day. So thank you for listening to this episode of Faith and Craft, and be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss future conversations with other makers in the faith community. Again, Sarah, thank you so much for being on this premiere episode of Faith and Craft. We really loved hearing your story. Until next time, keep creating, keep serving, keep walking in His ways. Shalom.
Faith and Craft.